Chapter 9.
1. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, who was made king over the empire of the Chaldeans, 2. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood in the books the number of the years, which came as the word of Yahweh to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. 3. And I set my face toward Yahweh, the Elohim, to seek by prayer and set apart desires, with fasting, and sackcloth, and ashes. 4. And I prayed to Yahweh my Elohim, and made my confession, saying, O Yahweh, the great and awesome El, keeping the covenant and loving kindness to those who love him, and to those who keep his commandments. 5. We have sinned and have committed iniquity, and have done evilly, and we have rebelled, even by departing from your commandments and from your judgments. 6. And we have not listened to your servants the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our rulers, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. 7. O Yahweh, righteousness belongs to you, but to us the shame of our faces, as it is this day to the men of Judah, and to those living in Jerusalem, and to all Israel, who are near and who are afar through all the lands where you have driven them for their unfaithfulness which they have done against you. 8. O Adonai Yahweh, shame of face belongs to us, to our kings, to our rulers and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. 9. To Yahweh our Elohim belong mercies and pardons, for we have rebelled against him. 10. We have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh our Elohim, to walk in his Torah which he set before us by his servants the prophets.
11. Yea, all Israel has transgressed your Torah and turned aside that they might not obey your voice. For this reason the curse has been poured out on us, and the oath that is written in the Torah of Moses the servant of the Elohim, because we have sinned against him. 12. And he has confirmed his words which he spoke against us, and against our judges who judge us, by bringing on us a great evil. For under the whole heavens it has not been done as it has been done to Jerusalem. 13. As it is written in the Torah of Moses, all this evil has come on us. Yet we did not make our prayer before Yahweh our Elohim that we might turn from our perversities and understand your truth. 14. And Yahweh has watched over the evil and has brought it on us. For Yahweh our Elohim is righteous in all his works which he does. For we did not obey his voice. 15. And now, O Yahweh our Elohim, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made for yourself a name, as it is this day, we have sinned. We have done evilly. 16. O Yahweh, I pray to you, according to all your righteousness, let your anger and your fury be turned back from your city Jerusalem, your set-apart mountain. For because of our sins and of our fathers' iniquities, Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all those around us. 17. And now, hear, O our Elohim, the prayer of your servant and his set-apart desires, and cause your face to shine on your sanctuary that is desolate, for the sake of Yahweh.
18. O my Elohim, incline your ear and hear, open your eyes and see our ruins and the city which is called by your name. For we do not make our prayers fall before you on account of our righteousnesses, but because of your great mercies. 19. O Yahweh, hear. O Yahweh, forgive. O Yahweh, listen and act. Do not delay, for your own sake, O my Elohim. For your name is called on your city, and on your people. 20. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and making my cry fall before Yahweh my Elohim for the set-apart mountain of my Elohim, 21, and while I was setting my prayer in order, then the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, touched me in my severe exhaustion about the time of the evening offering. 22, and he attended to me and talked with me, and said, O Daniel, I have now come out to give you skill in understanding. 23. At the beginning of your prayers the word came forth, and I have come to reveal it. For you are greatly beloved. Then pay attention to the matter and understand the vision. 24. 70 weeks are decreed as to your people, and as to your set-apart city, to finish the transgression, and to make an end of sins, and to make atonement for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most set apart. 25. Know, then, and understand that from the issuing of the word to restore and to rebuild Jerusalem, to Messiah the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. It shall be built again, with a plaza and a trench, even in times of affliction. 26. And after 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of a coming ruler shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And its end shall be with the flood, and ruins are determined, and war shall be until the end. 27. And he shall confirm a covenant with the many for 1 week. And in the middle of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the offering to cease. And on the most outer corners, abominations by a desolator, even until the end. And that which was decreed shall pour out on the desolator.
Chapter 10.
1. In the third year of Cyrus king of Persia, a thing was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, and a great conflict. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. 2. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 weeks of days. 3. I ate no food for delight, and no flesh or wine came into my mouth. I did not anoint myself at all until 3 weeks of days were fulfilled.
4. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Tigris, 5. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man was clothed in linen, whose loins were wrapped in fine gold from the hats. 6. His body was also like the beryl, and his face looked like lightning, and his eyes were like torches of fire, and his arms and his feet in color like polished bronze, and the sound of his words was the noise of a multitude. 7. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision. But a great trembling fell on them so that they fled to hide themselves. 8. Then I was left alone, and I saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me. 4. My glory was turned within me into corruption, and I kept no strength. 9. Yet I heard the sound of his words. And when I heard the sound of his words, then I was on my face, stunned, and my face was toward the ground. 10. And, behold, a hand touched me and set me shaking on my knees and the palms of my hands. 11. And he said to me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand up. For I am now sent to you. And when he had spoken this to me, the word, I stood trembling. 12. And he said to me, Do not fear, Daniel. For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your Elohim, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. 13. But the king of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But, lo, Michael, one of the first rulers, came to help me and I stayed there with the kings of Persia. 14. Now I have come to make you understand what shall happen to your people in the latter days. For the vision is yet for many days. 15. And when he had spoken such words to me, I set my face to the ground, and I became speechless. 16. And, behold, one in form as the sons of men touched my lips. And I opened my mouth and spoke and said to him who stood before me, O Adonai, my pangs have come over me because of the vision, and I have no strength left. 17. For how can the servant of this my Adonai speak with this my Adonai? For as for me, there is no power left in me. Yea, there is no breath left in me. 18. And he added, and touched me, one in form as a man, and made me strong. 19. And he said, O man greatly beloved, do not fear. Peace to you. Be strong. Yea, be strong. And when he had spoken to me I was made strong. And I said, Speak, my Adonai, for you have made me strong. 20. And he said, Do you know why I have come to you? And now I will return to fight with the ruler of Persia. And when I have gone out, then, lo, the ruler of Greece shall come. 21. But I will tell you what is recorded in the scripture of truth. And no one makes himself strong with me in these things except Michael your ruler.
Chapter 11.
1. And I, in the first year of Darius the Mede, I was standing for a supporter and for a fortress for him. 2. And now I will declare the truth to you. Behold, 3 kings shall stand up in Persia, and the 4th shall be rich in all greater riches. And when he is strong through his riches, he shall stir up all against the kingdom of Greece.
3. And a mighty king shall stand up and shall rule with great authority and do according to his will. 4. And when he stands up, his kingdom shall be shattered and shall be divided to the 4 winds of the heavens, and not to his posterity, nor according to his authority with which he ruled. For his kingdom shall be pulled up and given to others besides these. 5. And the king of the south shall be strong. And one of his rulers, even he will be strong on him, and he will rule. His rule shall be a great rule. 6. And at the end of the years they shall join together, and the king of the south's daughter shall come to the king of the north to make an agreement. But she shall not keep the power of the arm. And he will not stand, nor his arm. But she and those who brought her shall be given up, also her begetter and her supporter in these times. 7. But the shoots of her roots will stand in his place, and he shall come to the army and will enter into the fortress of the king of the north. And he will act against them and will show strength. 8. And he will also bring their gods with their molten images, with silver and gold vessels of their possessions, into exile to Egypt. And for years he will stand away from the king of the north. 9. And the king of the south will come into his kingdom and will return to his own land. 10. But his sons shall be stirred up and shall gather a multitude of great forces. And one certainly shall come and overflow and pass through. And he will return to his fortress and be stirred up.
11. And the king of the south will be bitter and will go out and fight with him, with the king of the north. And he shall raise a great multitude, but the multitude shall be given into his hand. 12. And having carried away the host, his heart will be lifted up, and he will cause myriads to fall, but he shall not be strong. 13. For the king of the north shall return and raise a greater host than the former, and at the end of times, years, coming he shall come with a great army and with much equipment. 14. And in those times many shall stand up against the king of the south. And the sons of the violent ones of your people shall rise up to establish the vision, but they shall stumble. 15. And the king of the north shall come and pour out a siege mound and seize a fortified city. And the arms of the south shall not stand, nor his choice people, for there will be no firmness to stand. 16. But he who comes against him will do as he desires, and none shall stand before him. And he shall stand in the glorious land, and destruction shall be in his hand. 17. And he shall set his face to go in with the might of all his kingdom, and upright ones with him. So he shall do, and he shall give the daughter of women to him, to destroy it. But she shall not stand, nor be for him.
18. And he shall turn his face to the coastlands and shall capture many. But a ruler shall make cease his reproach for him, but his reproach shall return to him. 19. And he shall turn his face toward the fortresses of his own land, but he will stumble and fall and shall not be found. 20. And one who passes over a tax exactor shall stand in his place, for the glory of the kingdom. But within a few days he will be shattered, but not in anger and not in battle. 21. And a despised one shall stand up on his place, and they shall not give to him the honor of the king. But he shall enter while at ease and seize the kingdom by intrigues. 22. And the forces of the overflow shall be swept from before his face, and they will be shattered, and also the ruler of a covenant. 23. And after they join themselves to him, he will practice deceit, for he shall come and shall be strong with a few people. 24. He will go in safely, even into the rich places of the province. And he shall do what his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall plunder and spoil and scatter goods among them. And he shall devise his plots against the strongholds, even for a time.
25. And he will stir up his power and his heart against the king of the south with a great army, and the king of the south will be stirred up to battle with a great and very mighty army, but he shall not stand, for they will devise plots against him. 26. Yea, those who eat his food shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow, and many will fall down slain. 27. And both of them, the kings, shall have in their hearts to do evil, and they will speak lies at one table. But it will not prosper, for the end still shall be at the appointed time. 28. And he will return to his land with great wealth, and his heart shall be against the set-apart covenant, and he will act, and he shall return to his land. 29. At the appointed time he will return and come against the south. But it will not be as the former or as the latter. 30. For the ships of Kilim will come against him, and he will be grieved and turn back and be furious against the set-apart covenant, and he will act, and he will return and heed those forsaking of the set-apart covenant. 31. And forces will stand away from him, and they will profane the sanctuary, the fortress, and they shall remove the continual sacrifice, and they will place the abomination that desolates. 32. And he will defile by flatteries those who do evil against the covenant, but the people who know their Elohim will be strong and will work. 33. And those who understand among the people will instruct many, yet they will stumble by the sword and by flame, by exile and spoil for days. 34. And when they shall stumble, they will be helped with a little help, but many will join them with hypocrisy. 35. And many of those who understand shall stumble, to refine and to purge them, and to make white to the time of the end. For it is yet for the appointed time. 36. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt and magnify himself above every El. He shall even speak marvelous things against the El of Elohim and shall prosper until the fury is completed, for that which is decreed shall be done. 37. He shall not regard the Elohim of his fathers, nor the desire of women. Yea, he will not come to any Elohim, for he shall magnify himself above all. 38. But in his place he shall honor the Elohim of forces, and he shall honor Elohim whom his fathers did not know, with gold and silver and with precious stones, and desirable things. 39. And he shall act in the strongholds of the fortresses with a foreign Elohim, whom he shall acknowledge. He shall increase in glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many and shall divide the land for a price.
40. And at the end time, the king of the south will engage in budding with him. And the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships. And he shall go into the lands and shall overflow and pass over. 41. And he shall enter into the glorious land, and many will be stumbled. But these shall escape out of his hand, Edom and Moab, and the chief of the sons of Ammon. 42. And his hand will stretch out against the lands, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. 43. But he will rule over the treasures of gold and silver, and over all Egypt's desirable things. And the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. 44. But news shall trouble him from the east and from the north. And he will go out with great fury to destroy and to devote many to destruction. 45. And he shall plant his palace tents between the seas, in the glorious set-apart mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and there is not a helper for him.
Chapter 12.
1. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great ruler who stands for the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of distress, such as has not been from the being of a nation until the time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. 2, and many of those sleeping in the earth's dust shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to reproaches and to everlasting loathing. 3, and those who act wisely shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and those turning many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. 4, but you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, to the end time. Many shall travel back and forth, and knowledge shall be increased. 5, and I, Daniel, looked. And, behold, another two stood there, the one on this side of the edge of the river and one on that side of the river's edge. 6, and one said to the man clothed in linen, who was on the waters of the river, until when is the end of the wonders? 7, and I heard the man clothed in linen, who was on the waters of the river, when he held up his right and his left hand to the heavens and swore by him who lives forever, that it shall be a feast, and half to the next feast. And when they have made an end of scattering the power of the set apart people, all these things shall be finished. 8, and I heard, but I did not understand. And I said, O my master, what shall be the end of these things? 9, and he said, Go, Daniel. For the words are closed up and sealed until the end time. 10, many shall be purified and made white and refined. But the wicked shall do wickedly. And not one of the wicked shall discern, but the wise shall discern. 11, and from the time the continual sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that these olives set up, there shall be 1,290 days. 12, blessed is he who waits and reaches to the 1,335 days. 13, but you go on to the end, for you shall rest and stand for your lot at the end of the days.